And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 22nd of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Fair Isle, 961, expected south at 0978 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, west becoming cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Viking, becoming north later, squally showers, moderate or poor. South at 0, westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or squally showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, west veering north or northwest later, 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Portland and Plymouth. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast. Fair, good. Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6 in far south, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in North Irish Sea. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, west gale 8 to storm 10, veering north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Faroes, north or northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 9, 1.5 miles, 993, rising slowly. Stornoway, west 7, slight rain, 9 miles, 984, rising slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 6, rain, 1800 metres, 964, falling. Wick Automatic, west by south 5, 11 miles, 978, now falling. Aberdeen, west 5, 19 miles, 983, falling. Lucas, west by south 6, recent precipitation, more than 38 miles, 987, falling more slowly. Boomer, west southwest 6, 7 miles, 991, now rising. Bridlington, west by south 5, 996, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 6, 5 miles, 1,005. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 6, 1,008, falling slowly. Jersey, west-northwest 6, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1,013, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 7, 5 miles, 1,011. Scilly Automatic, west by north 7, rain, 5 miles, 1,015, now rising. Milford Haven, west-northwest 5, rain, 12 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Aberporth, west 7, 4 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Valley, west 6, 12 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 8, rain 5 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Valentia, west northwest 7, 6 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south 6, recent precipitation 14 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Malinhead, west-northwest 7, slight showers, 5 miles, 998, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest 7, rain, 6 miles, 994, now rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. Issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 21st of December. The general situation. A deep area of low pressure centred to the northeast of the United Kingdom will move southeast to Denmark and Germany over the next couple of days, bringing squally showers and gales or severe gales across the inshore waters and storm force winds for some northern waters. Winds will then ease for all areas on Monday, but Atlantic fronts will move in from the west with further outbreaks of rain developing. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West, veering northwest later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West, 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West, veering northwest later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly, veering northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in northeast. Showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly, veering northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West, veering northwest, 6 to gale 8. Showers, squally at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West, 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, 7 to severe gale 9. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, 7 to severe gale 9. Squally wintry showers until later, good, occasionally poor until later. Isle of Man. West, 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 6 or 7 later. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly, veering northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in north and perhaps storm 10 later in south. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly, 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Arden American Point. Northwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Shetland Isles, westerly, veering northwesterly, severe gale 9 or storm 10 at first in south, otherwise 6 to gale 8, veering northerly 7 to severe gale 9. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin, which means, of course, we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, I'll hand you over to the BBC World Service, or take us through the night. We'll be back on air on BBC Radio 4 at 5:20 in the morning with a shipping forecast and news briefing with my colleague Alan Smith. And a little later in the morning, Lauren Laverne's castaway on Desert Island Discs is Gareth Southgate. He's best known, of course, for his football career, both on and off the pitch. But what music has been most important through his life? Desert Island Discs is just after 10. That's it for the day here on Radio 4. The winter solstice has passed. The days are now getting longer. Just. But for now, this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
In November this year, alarm bells rang in the Baltic Sea when a Chinese merchant ship dragged its anchor and damaged two undersea cables.
These two incidents coming within 24 hours of each other and causing such significant damage seemed to be a little bit more than an accident.
Eight of the nine countries bordering the sea are members of NATO. The ninth is Russia, and tensions in the region have been running high.
Estonia's location makes it vulnerable. We are a neighbor of Russia, so we are just an easy target for them.
It looks like the damage to those cables is part of a wider campaign of what's known as grey zone warfare.
Russia has concluded that the way to harm NATO's member states in the Baltic Sea is to use non-military aggression. And at that point, NATO is no longer in charge of responding to the aggression, but nobody else is either. And that is today's dilemma.
So this week on The Inquiry, we're asking, can NATO protect the Baltic Sea?
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. German police are trying to establish the motive of a Saudi man arrested on suspicion of carrying out Friday's deadly attack on a Christmas market in Magdeburg. At least five people were killed and more than 200 injured when a car was driven into a crowd on Friday. Anna Foster is in Magdeburg.
The German Interior Ministry said that they believed that this man held Islamophobic views. They thought that perhaps he was involved with concerns that people who'd come here from Saudi Arabia, as he had, were not being treated properly when they got to this country. Now, of course, at this stage, a lot of this is speculation, but the police have said that they are preparing to charge this man in the next few days. They do still believe that he operated alone, but I think there are more layers of this investigation to come as they try to really work out what the motivation could have been and continue that investigation.
The United States says it's carried out airstrikes on the Yemeni capital Sana'a, targeting a missile storage site and command and control facilities operated by Iran-backed Houthi militants. US Central Command said it also hit multiple Houthi drones and an anti-ship cruise missile over the Red Sea. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes reports.
US Central Command, which oversees American military operations in the Middle East, said it conducted precision airstrikes on a missile storage center and a command and control facility in the capital Sana'a, adding that during the operation, US forces also shot down multiple Houthi drones and an anti-ship cruise missile over the Red Sea. Israel says 16 people were wounded in the Houthis' missile strike on Tel Aviv, the latest to target the country following the start of the war in Gaza.
Nigeria has denied accusations from its northern neighbour Niger that it was partly responsible for last week's terrorist attack on a major oil pipeline. Nigeria's foreign minister